Once again, we are here. I'm glad to give a Dharma speech, which may be a sort of beneficial to many devotees, even though I am not the most knowledgeable person to speak on such subjects, but I wish and my intention is for the benefit of those who are interested and those devotees which may benefit from my talk. Therefore, I would like to request all the devotees saying that before listening any kind of teachings, it is necessary to purify your mind, to be calm and quiet some sort, and your intention should be really very open-minded, that you are listening this teaching for the benefit of other living beings. If your intention is good, then normally the result will definitely be very useful and fruitful. So therefore, today I would like to speak something about the purification, the practice of purification, which is one of the most important teachings in Buddhist lineage. And this is also necessary, that if anyone would like to become a Buddha, first he must purify all his obscurations, problems, difficulties, defilements. So, unless and until one is not able to purify all this defilement, then it's very difficult to attend the highest stage of Buddhahood. So therefore, purification practice is very important. There are different types of methods to purify all your obstacles, defilements. So here, I would like to generalize, that means I would like to speak here the general way of purifying. Even though Buddha used to teach in a different yanas, there are Hinayana, there are Mahayanas, and then Vajrayanas, but all are taught by Buddha. So Mahayana is also Buddha's speech, Hinayana is also Buddha's speech, and Vajrayana is also Buddha's speech. So, each yana are equally important. We must think according to that, because Buddhas are always compassionate. Buddhas are always caring for all living beings. And they always used to teach with skillful means. So this is one of his method, a skillful means. Through such teachings, then many of us can practice in purifying all our defilement, obscurations, and diseases, etc. So, in Buddha's teachings, especially in the teachings of Guru Rinpoche also, the purification practices is very important. During the time of purification practice, we must visualize, saying that our root guru is inseparable of the Buddha of purification. That means Buddha Vajrasattva. So this is related with the practice of recitation of the mantra of Buddha Vajrasattva. So before going into the practice, first we must think that we have been in this world since beginningless time and till to this present life, we have accumulated many, many unvirtuous actions, the bad karmas. And we also might have accumulated good karmas. But those bad karmas or the accumulation of unvirtuous actions, because of that, we are wandering in this samsara. So now you obtain this precious human life, we must think that we must use this human, precious human life properly through the practice. Now, while practicing this purification method, we must first realize that Buddha Vajrasattva is in front of us. He is residing on the top of our head, on the crown of our head. We must think that way. And we ourselves, it is necessary that we ourselves must think an ordinary human being. This body is an ordinary body. We must think that way. And on the crown of our head, that means there opens on the center channel. There, from the center channel, it grows, the grows Padma flower. We must visualize that way. And the Padma flower goes inside our head through the center channel. That means four fingers stepped inside. And on the top of your head, then you think that there is Padma flower growing from your center channel, on the crown of your head. And on the Padma flower, there is the moon disk. The full moon disk is on the Padma flower. And on that Padma flower, you visualize Buddha Vajrasattva. Normally, as you people say, Chingang Sattva, something like that. So, Vajrasattva is on, sitting on the moon disk, white moon disk, full moon disk. And Vajrasattva, he used to carry one Vajra in his right hand, and he just kissed that right hand on the heart level. That means the Vajra is on the heart level. And on the left hand, you think that Buddha Vajrasattva used to carry one bell, and that bell is resting on the left side of your waist. This side, and with this posture, you have to think that Buddha Vajrasattva is sitting on the Padma flower, on moon flower, on that Vajrasattva is sitting. And he is in white, he is white in color. Even though there are different types of colors in different teachings, Buddha has five different colors because of five Buddha family. But here, most popularly, we always used to visualize Buddha Vajrasattva as white. According to certain teachings, we can also visualize he is embracing with his consort. But here, it's more easier for all the people. We can think only Buddha Vajrasattva alone, single, without the consort. We can think that way also. And now Buddha Vajrasattva is inseparable of your root guru. Because I told you that root guru is the essence of all the Buddhas. He is the unification of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So therefore, you have to think that Buddha Vajrasattva is inseparable of your root guru who is residing on the top of your head. Because he is the essence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Now, at this level, your root guru is in the form Buddha Vajrasattva is in the form of your root guru, who is residing on the top of your crown, or top of your head. So this is a kind of visualization. And he used to wear different ornaments. He used to wear one, it's a cape, some sort, five. It symbolizes the five Buddha family. Anyhow, he is profusely ornamented. You think that way? And now, with deep devotion, you have to request and invoke to your root guru, who is the inseparable of Buddha Vajrasattva, requesting him, saying that, till now, since the beginningless times, till to this present life, we are wandering in this samsara because of accumulation of bad merit, bad karmas. So we are unable to go out from this samsara. So from today onwards, I would like to invoke to you, I would like to pray to you, please kindly bless me and kindly give me the power to purify all my obscurations, defilement, and all those diseases, whatever, the negative things, everything I would like to destroy. I would like to purify everything and request to him and invoke to him with deep faith and devotion. That is most important. Without your faith and without your devotion, it's very difficult to receive the blessings of the Buddhas. It doesn't mean that Buddha doesn't have the power. But Buddha is always compassionate. He is always looking on you. He is always looking on all the living beings. But it depends upon our intention, our faith, and our deep devotion. If we have that deep devotion and faith, then normally the blessings are very sweet, very quick. So that is why it is necessary that you must invoke, thinking that since beginningless you have been accumulating many, many demerits, many, many unvirtuous actions, and you are unable to purify everything. Now you have a chance, and you are visualizing Buddha, Vajrasattva. In Tibetan, we say Dorje Semba. So here, I think so, it's more easier for me to use this word, Dorje Semba. So Buddha Dorje Semba is sitting on your top of your head. So you are requesting to him to give the power to purify all these. That is most important. Now, while requesting to him, your faith and deep devotion should be there. And then through the request, through the prayer, you think that from on the third level of Buddha Dorje Semba, Vajrasattva, third level there is a Vajra, Dorje. And that Dorje is sitting on the Padma flower, on the third level of Buddha Vajrasattva. And you think that way, and in the middle, in the navel of the Dorje, in the navel of the Dorje, in the middle of the Dorje, you think that there is a white syllable hung. And after your after your prayer, after your invocation, then the nectar moonbeam like white light nectar flows from the Dorje. Flows from the Dorje, which is on the level of the third level of Dorje Semba. And from there the nectar, white light type nectar, flows from there. And it comes down through the secret place of your root guru or Buddha Vajrasattva, and it enters from the top of your head. That means it enters into the center channel. And as soon as it enters inside your body, you think that your body is filled with the nectar. Filled with the nectar. And after feeling that, you must feel, you must think that all the obstructions, all the difficulties, all the problems, or all the obscurations related with your veins and channel, everything is purified. And it is necessary now, when the nectar filled your body and it purifies all the defilement, obscurations, difficulties, whatever, it is flow. It is, then you have to think that it is going down from your two secret places. It comes down from there in a form of black charcoal, in a form of blackish things. That means everything is washed, all the obscurations, difficulties, problems, whatever the negative forces are there, everything comes out from that secret place, from your secret place, or it comes out from all the holes of your body. There are thousands of holes in your body. So from there you think that it's coming out from there in a form of black charcoal. And it went outside. That means everything is purified. That is most important. Then one important thing, when the nectar filled your body, it is also necessary that you have to think that sometimes from your secret place, true secret place, it is coming out all kinds of different types of small animals like crabs, like frog, like snakes. Is coming out from your body. That means these are the obscurations caused by the evil devils, evil spirits, whatever. If any kind of obscurations caused by those evil beings, then after feeling the nectar which comes from your root guru, and it fills your body, and you think that all those animals are also coming out from your body. It went out. That means all kinds of obscurations that were caused by the devils, that were caused by the spirits, is also washed away. That is also necessary. And thirdly, you must think that since beginningless times until this present life, whatever you have accumulated, any kind of unvirtuous actions, bad karmas, negative actions, whatever, and during those lives, you are unable to destroy all those. You are unable to purify them. Now you have a chance that you met a good teacher. You get a chance to listen, and you have a chance to practice even. And you have a chance to visualize Buddha Vajrasattva in who is inseparable of your root guru. And you are invoking to him, praying to him to purify all your defilement. So with these feelings, during those past lives, whatever you accumulated, you are unable to destroy them. So with deep concession, you think that now you have a chance to destroy them, purify them. And through the confession and through the regret, deep regret, if you visualize Buddha Vajrasattva and pray to him to bless you to purify all these, then it can help you to purify everything. Now here it is necessary that when you think that way, it is necessary that you have to think throwing all kinds of those obscurations or negative actions, whatever you have accumulated in your past lives, are now through your regret and confession, it is coming out from your body now, again. And it is coming out from your body, from the secret place, and it is going down in a form of blood and pus, the white and the blood. It is coming from your body and it is going down in the ground. And as soon as it goes out, everything from your body, the blood, that means you think that they are not the blood, but you must think that all kind of obscurations, negative forces, or negative actions, whatever you have accumulated in the previous life, are now gone away from your body. And it goes down in the ground. In certain teachings, they say that it goes down so deep into the ground, and under the ground there is a red ox. That red ox is not an ordinary red ox, but that is enough. That is the owner of the depth. Who is the owner of the depth? So he used to come in the form of red ox. He is opening that ox is opening his mouth widely, and those negative things like black charcoal and those negative things caused from the evil obstacles in a form of frogs, snakes, and crabs, etc., and those in a form of blood and pus, everything goes inside the ground and it goes inside the mouth of that red ox. And that red ox swallowed it inside the stomach, and everything is purified now. That means there is not a single obstacle, not a single kind of negative forces, or not a single kind of diseases are remained within your body. That means everything is purified from there. It is necessary that you must think that way. It's a kind of visualization. And then, at that time when you purified everything, there is not a single negative things remained in your body. And you transformed into the Buddha's body, speech and mind. That means you became inseparable of Buddha Vajrasattva. In that way you have to think. So at that moment, Buddha Vajrasattva is looking on you, and Buddha Vajrasattva became so happy, he smiles on you. And then he just said, "My dear son or my dear daughter, you have purified everything, all the defilement, all the obscurations, all kind of diseases, and all kind of negative things which you have caused from breaking the samaya, whatever. Now everything is purified. Now you are not an ordinary being. Your body is the Buddha's body. Your speech is the Buddha's speech. And your mind is the Buddha's mind. So you became inseparable of me." Buddha Vajrasattva used to say that way. And Buddha became so happy. In this way, Buddha just told him that he is inseparable of Buddha Vajrasattva himself. That means he purified everything. Now here, when I say that way, it is necessary that in your mind, you must think that you purified everything. Don't think that, during your practice, it is not necessary.